shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Charles Stanley recalls how his mom taught him to trust God in hard times.
And I can remember how many times she and I would get out of the bed and pray. And being a kid, I was a little frightened. So, Mom, what are we going to do? Here's what she'd say. We're going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. I didn't have any idea exactly oftentimes what that meant or how that would happen. And listen, over and over and over again, I saw God meet need after need. In my ear still rings. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. We're just going to trust God. You know what she was doing? She was passing on to me by her lifestyle, by her difficulty, by her hardship, her trials, and the way she responded to them, she was passing on to me this message. You trust God no matter what. You trust God when you can't see your way clear. You trust Him when everything looks dark. You trust Him.
Charles Stanley on In Touch, teaching from a lifetime of walking with God.
In Touch is heard at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, we don't get defined by the world. We don't get defined by our failure. We don't get defined by the applause of other people. We don't get defined by the opinion of other people, but we are defined by our Father and by what He says about us and what we know to be true scripturally, that we are the sons and the daughters in His family, and He is our Father and He is our King, that we are the children of the Most High God. That's how He defines you this morning. Listen, when that identity begins to get solid in you, you won't live for the praises of other people. You won't be trying to impress other people. You won't get discouraged by the criticism of other people. You won't let what other people have distract you. You know what you got in the Father, amen? We know who we are in Christ. When we really begin to get into this identity in Jesus Christ and the strength of that, the certainty of that, that His love is there through thick and thin, no matter what. He loves us. When you know that, then you can truly live a life of freedom. You can truly walk in freedom. Listen, it's a hard, hard, tough, tough life when you constantly live your life always needing the approval of other people so that you can have some sense of joy about who you are as a person. And it's sad, but there's a lot of people in church that live that way. Your daddy approves of you. I think some of y'all are struggling with this concept. Let it get in you this morning. Amen? He approves of you this morning. It's tough when you're so insecure in terms of who you are that the slightest negative comment sets you off. Can I just tell you? You ain't got to live like that. And listen, you're going to encounter people. You're going to encounter some people that are just anointed with the spirit of jerk. They ain't jerks. They just got a spirit of jerk. Huh? They might love God. Some of them are Christians. They might love God 24 and a half hours that day, but you on the phone with them for 30 minutes. And the spirit of jerk done filled them. Listen, you ain't even got to worry about walking in the spirit of jerk if you can get a handle on your identity in Christ. He'll keep you from becoming a jerk. This thing weighed on me when I was putting this together. I struggled with this because that pastor got shot in the head on 95. Y'all heard about that? Young, 22-year-old, black minister coming up 95 North, got in traffic, and it was just traffic, push and shove traffic, and got competitive with somebody. They kept cutting each other off. This is a pastor now. The guy that was messing, going back and forth and getting aggravated with each other, he pulls the gun out and shoots the pastor in the head twice. The wife was in the car. She's the one who called 911. Anybody, I don't care how anointed you are, can get the spirit of jerk on them. And it can cost you your life that quick. Hear me this morning. You ain't got to live like that. You ain't got to have that come on you. Come on, help me, amen? There's the heart of a father for us this morning. We got to get this identity of Christ solid in us. How many of you recognize this morning that when you allow the Holy Spirit to equip us and to enable us, that He teaches us to walk on the outside like the work that He's done on the inside? That the inward work begins to manifest on the outside where we're transformed. That we are so solid in our identity that when we see people, they just go, there's something different about you. And go, yes, there is something different about me. I am a child of God. God is my Father. And listen, it's a tough world to raise kids in today. How many know it's a tough world to raise kids in today? It's even tougher to raise kids if you really don't know who you are. If you're in the middle of an identity crisis. It's tough to raise kids if you don't have a sense of identity that gets beyond your ability to have a performance-based life. Where you live all your life spending your time and your energy just trying to fit in. Just trying to act right, just trying to wear the right mask around the right people so that you can feel a little bit appreciated or a little bit loved. I look back on my life as a young man where I had chosen everything counter to what I've been taught. I was raised in a godly home. I was raised in the church, and I chose to live a life that was counter to everything that I had ever been taught. And I think there had to be a time when my parents must have looked at me and my two brothers, and they must have felt like failures. because every one of us was so far out in the world using drugs and all messed up and running, not living anywhere near for the kingdom of God. And I think, and I look back on that, I thought, man, they must have really felt like a failure. What a stretch on their faith to be able to stand in faith for us through that and love us back into the kingdom. What I came to realize after I grew up a little bit is that I wasn't a failure at life. I was just failing at some things in life because I didn't know who I was. I didn't have the right identity. And what I figured out after I got saved was that my failure didn't have to define me. That me being a drug addict and an alcoholic and selling drugs and going to jail and just about throwing my life away didn't have to define the rest of my life. That my Father and His love could come in and change me and define my future. Listen, we need to understand that this morning. We need to understand that we all fail. There ain't a one of you in here perfect. Matter of fact, this church is made up of not perfect people. I don't care how long you've been hanging out with the Holy Ghost. You still gonna fail. If you didn't ever fail, you don't need the Holy Ghost. If you don't never fail, you don't need faith. If you don't never fail, you don't need Jesus. Come on, are you here this morning? But that's not who we are. We fail, but we are not failures. We are children of the Most High God. That's what our identity is. We are sons and daughters of the King. Hallelujah. And you are in my family, whether you like it or not. And I'm in your family, whether you like it or not. And this room is made up of a bunch of crazy cousins and uncles and aunts and kids. Come on, amen. We need to understand something, that first and foremost, above anything else in this kingdom, we are family. We are children of God. And that revelation is the revelation that helps me meet the biggest challenges of my life in this journey that I'm on. As long as I know that I'm a child of God, it doesn't matter what I face tomorrow. Because I know that my Father loves me and has a heart for me. And He gives me this ability to be rightly related to the people in my life so that my dysfunction does not determine my relationship with you, but my revelation determines who you are to me. The ability to have relationships that are healthy to walk in, the relationships in this journey where we can be positive so that we can impact each other in a healthy way, comes by knowing the love of the Father. By having that relationship with Him. Right relationships in this is what this whole thing boils down to. Christianity, when you break it down to its core, it's about having right relationships. Everything that God has done in the kingdom is about reconciling us so that we can have right relationships with Him, with ourselves, and with each other. That's really the gospel. That's really why the cross was there. That's really why He came. While we want doctrine sometimes and we want solid teaching and we want revelation, the bottom line is Christianity is about having right relationships. Somebody say right relationships. It's about rightly relating to our Father, rightly relating to ourselves, and rightly relating to each other, our families, our kids, our spouses, the people that we encounter in this world, the people around us. And truthfully, that gets accomplished when we know Christ. When we understand that we've been reconciled to the Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says this, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation and old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, watch this, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us this ministry of reconciliation. That is the God that was Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Somebody say reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Somebody say, I am righteous. Get that in your confession. You are the righteousness of God. Now, Paul here, he's talking about the ministry of reconciliation. And reconciliation is a very interesting word, because how many know when you reconcile your books, you're adding up everything, and you balance your checkbook, you add up all the pluses, all the negatives, you look at it and you see where you went wrong and you fix where you went wrong. You get your books right, right? You reconcile them. You take what was out of order and you bring it back into order. You reconcile them. Amen?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
How many of you understand this morning that you don't reconcile pretty to ugly? I mean, ugly to pretty, and ugly to pretty to ugly. You don't take something pretty and reconcile it and make it ugly. You take something ugly and you reconcile it and you make it pretty. That's really what God did. He came into an ugly situation in your life and he made it pretty. He reconciled you to him. Is everybody all right? When Jesus died on the cross, he shed his blood on Calvary and he became sin in our place. He took your place. Amen. If you could have got it right, you would have got it right. You couldn't have got it right without him. He got it right for you. He shed his blood, so you didn't have to shed your blood. He, by his grace, gave himself for you and reconciled you unto God and made you right with God. That's what righteousness is. Jesus made you right with God. You've been made right. Somebody say, I'm right. I am the righteousness of God. He died in our place so that we could be reconciled to him. That means that I can be right with him. I mean, no, you're right with God this morning because of what Jesus did. You ain't got to try to be right with him. You are right with him. You couldn't get right with God if you wanted to. It took Jesus. And God is in this world reconciling us to him. And he uses you and I as the church to flow in reconciliation so that others can be saved and know their Father in heaven and know this great love that we know. Amen. Thank God he did it, because you and I would mess it up. I know some of you real good. You'd really mess it up. He didn't want our mess, but he took our mess so that we could present it back to God as spotless, without a wrinkle, without blemish, through the power of the blood of Jesus. That's an awesome deal, ain't it? Somebody said, that's a good deal. Hallelujah. It's about relationships. God wanted that kind of relationship with us, that we could be family with him, that we could be his family. And in order for that to happen, reconciliation had to take place in our life, and he made it possible. So we've been reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus. That's the good news. We've been put right because of what Christ has done. Now we have a relationship with God. So now I can stand up this morning and say, my daddy is God. Who's your daddy? He's God, amen. He's not mad at me. He's not mad at you. He ain't been mad. God ain't sitting up in heaven going, there goes Jason again. I'm about to pop that boy upside the head. Look at him. Dad gummied. He blew it again. God ain't doing that. You need to get a revelation of that this morning. When God looks down from heaven at you, he goes, there is my son. Look at him. Look at him. I said, look at him. He is beautiful. He's awesome. I love that boy right there. Hey, hey, come here, Michael. Come here, Michael. Come here, Michael. Come here, Gabriel. Come here. Look at him. He's pretty. He was such a mess. Look at what I've done in him. That's my workmanship through Christ. That's what your daddy's doing over you today. You need to stop beating yourself up. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. You know how many people are out there in the world that I run into that don't want to have anything to do with Christianity because they believe God's mad at them? They think God's upset with them? Let me help you. God ain't mad. You need to settle that in your heart this morning. He is not mad. He's not angry with you. He is throwing a party over you today because of what Christ did for you. Every day there's a celebration for your life going on in heaven. He's dancing over you. Let me tell you right now, God is dancing over you. Oh, hallelujah. I wish you could just get a little bit of hold of that. Amen. Matter of fact, do you know that Jesus did not come into the earthly realm to fix this realm? I think I just blew about half of you away right there. Listen to me. Jesus did not come down here on earth to fix it. He came to make it new. He ain't trying to fix up some old broken heap. He made it new. You're a new creation, a new life, a new civilization. Hallelujah. He wants to make everything new in your life. He wants to reveal the kingdom of God and make it new in your life. You're a new creation. You've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. You got a Father who loves you. And because of that, we got the opportunity to be reconciled to one another. That means I can have a right relationship with you. When I say something stupid, you have the ability in you to forgive me and love me anyway. When I do something dumb or you do something dumb, I can be reconciled to you because I got a right relationship with you. I ain't got to worry about you going out the door and talking about me and gossiping about me and running me in the ground to make yourself look good and make me look bad. I got a right relationship with you so I can trust the God that's in you because I know that you've been reconciled unto God. I don't have to worry about you going out this place and blowing up all over Facebook. And if you are out there blowing up all over Facebook about something you don't like, then you need to ask yourself, are you really reconciled to God? Are you in a right relationship with your brothers and sisters? Are you in a right relationship with your Father? It's difficult to live as the family of God, isn't it? It gets tough to live as the family of God. And that means that we've got to deal honestly and we've got to deal seriously with relationship. Because really that's what the kingdom is about. Scripture teaches us that we are the righteousness of God. That's who we are. That's what the word teaches. We're the righteousness of God. But we get such a skewed perspective of what righteousness is. Because righteousness for a lot of people is I got to do everything right. Let me just tell you, that is not righteousness. Righteousness is not that you got to do everything right. Righteousness is that you are in right being. You're in a right state of mind. You're in a right place because of what God did for you. You are a right being. And because of that, we're always becoming everything that God wants us to become every day of our life. Thank God for that kind of a relationship. Listen, when I really met Jesus, that's really when I discovered who I was. When I understand that me having a right relationship with him opened me up to where I could really discover what kind of person I was on the inside. I didn't have to fake it anymore. I didn't have to be insecure anymore. I didn't have to be rejected anymore. I was in right standing with my Father, and I can be in right standing with myself. I can be honest with myself. I can look myself in my mirror and say, you need to knock that off because you know what you're up to. That's not right. Huh? Instead of living the lie, living the con. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. And we got to be sincere in that revelation. And because of that revelation, I can be right with you. You can be right with me. We can be right with God this morning.
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.